1077 Today FM. I'm Kate, and it is a pleasure to have Julie Docker Johnson with the local community food center on the phone for our weekly check-in. Julie, how was your long weekend?
It was fabulous and better than the weather.
Yes, absolutely. And you make do with the bad weather. Yes.
Right.
And because of the long weekend, we obviously didn't get Monday dinner, but we do have Friday's market and lunch coming up.
Indeed we do. So just as we do every Friday, the market is open from 11 till 1. We serve lunch from 11 till 1. And also prior to that, we have our seniors exercise class that's 9:30 to 10:30. Everybody is welcome, and it's run by One Care, and it's a great class, fabulous music, and you do as much or as little as you can do.
Amazing. Yeah, Fridays are always so much fun. And of course, that market, so great, locally sourced, everything's wholesale price, so it's a really great deal too.
Yes, and this time of year, we're starting to come into our own in our growing season here. So the asparagus is particularly fabulous.
Ooh.
Right now. But yeah, now every week, I bet you there's lots of new things that are going to be grown right here, very close to home.
Amazing. So that is awesome. And speaking of things growing, the plant sale is coming up on May 31st.
Yes. So the plant sale, Saturday, May 31st from 9 until 1. And so there's plants and seedlings. And as a special thing this year, we have our birdhouse fundraiser. So 94 birdhouses went out into the community in the dead of winter for people to make them fabulous. And they are now coming back. And they are absolutely the most amazing works of art ever. And we will be selling all of the birdhouses at the plant sale on Saturday, May 31st.
Amazing. I cannot wait to walk around and take a look at all of them. They're just going to be fabulous.
They really are. And the fact that people took the time and the imagination and the talent and have worked on these birdhouses for us is just, it's absolutely incredible. That's why, you know, our community includes the local. You guys bring it all together.
Exactly. Yes. Awesome. And speaking of community, including the local, well, there is a new program coming up soon.
There is. So we do lots of food programs, obviously. We do lots of cooking programs. And we do Kids Connection programs, which are in the kitchen. And so in June, it launches, and it's for 8 to 10-year-olds. Now, you have to sign up for this, and it's on our Facebook page and on our website. But these programs are amazing for kids to learn about food, about meal planning. They learn kitchen skills. They cook. And, of course, the best thing is they eat what they cook sitting around a table with their new friends that they made during the program. So that's just been posted. The space fills up very quickly. Mm-hmm. But if you've got a young cook in your life, this may be a really good idea for them.
Absolutely. And it's kind of a drop-off program, too.
It is. I mean, you have to sign up.
Yes.
And it's a four-week program. But yes, like parents or caregivers don't stay. We have volunteers that are there to help. And the most important thing also, there's no charge.
Oh, amazing.
So this is, yeah, no, so it's a free four-week program after school. So it's great. And check it out on the website and on our Facebook page for all the details. But if it's something that your kiddo wants to do, sign up quickly because, as I said, there's only so many spaces and they go very quickly.
So we can sign up at thelocalcfc.org. Is the website.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's a link on the Facebook page as well that will take you there.
Perfect. Well, that is so great. It's so great to get your kids in the kitchen early, right? And get them that confidence.
Yes. And they learn so much stuff and they have fun and they make new friends. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing program.
Absolutely. And speaking of more opportunities, you guys are hiring for the summer.
Yes. We have three summer positions, thanks to the Canada Summer Jobs Program. And so we have a position in one in the market, one in the kitchen, and one at the farm. It is posted right now for people to send in their resumes. It's a federal government program, and so there are some requirements on it, like age, different age requirements and things, but these are amazing jobs for students. They're 9 weeks, and they will learn so much during this time.
So those are great job opportunities, and it's seasonal. You know, it's great for students, absolutely.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, that's something to look forward to. And how do you apply for that? Is it also on the website?
Yes, also on the website. Also on our Facebook page, there's a link. So you can go to either of those, and it'll drive you straight to the process.
Perfect. And one last thing. You may have received something from the local in your mailbox recently.
Yes. So, and you will notice them because they are super cute and there's sunflowers on them. And it is our annual fundraising drive letter. But the difference on this one is we are inviting you to come to the local on a Monday, to the market or to dinner. But we want you to come to the space and have a tour and see what it's all about. And when you're there, we have sunflower seeds for everybody for you to take home, plant in your garden. So come August, Stratford will have the most gorgeous sunflower beds everywhere you look.
Amazing. I cannot wait. That's going to be awesome.
The key is we want people to come and see what goes on and see how the community meets and participate in the market, participate in a meal. I mean, you're always, always welcome. But we just thought it was important to send out this special invitation to be sure everyone knows that there's space for them at the local.
Amazing. Yeah, everyone is always welcome, for sure.
Yes.
No, that is awesome.
Yes, no, so it should be good fun.
For sure. Well, thank you so much, Julie, for this weekly update, and we'll chat with you next week.
Yes, you will. Thank you.